Log entry. Trying to translate the alien's message is about to drive me crazy. I'm using a visual graph of the message and Silva recorded musical rendition of it, but it isn't moving forward very quickly. And to make it worse, I'm on my own as Bella hasn't rejoined the effort after I told her I was interested in her. As a matter of fact, I haven't seen her around in several days. So I'm taking a break from everything today, and I'm going to do my laundry. Log ended. Yeah, come in.
Chandler, what's the holdup? Everybody has the same idea since the supply ship brought the new water tanks. Let's go.
On it. I need to find my dryer sheets.
You don't need them. That's old tech. The supply ship also brought an ultrasonic dryer and a brand new solar washing machines.
Really? I've never used one of those before.
We won't if we don't get a move on.
Coming. Hold the door.
Never seen anything like this. It runs a complete cycle in 5 minutes.
That's good, because a line is starting to form, and I got sheets from the infirmary to wash, so don't hold up the line.
Does it look like I'm holding up the line, Dr. Keaton?
Yes.
I'm not.
Yes, you are, Silva. Get on with it.
I'm washing my whites.
So what?
They're delicate.
Oh, please. I have 6 sets of medical bedsheets here.
I'm hurrying.
What is the holdup here? We're about to have an incident if you don't get on with it.
I've been telling her.
There is a group of engineers back there who are about to riot.
It's almost done, Maya. Promise.
Doctor, you're gonna have to wait with all your infirmary laundry.
Forget you. And it's security's fault that I have laundry to do anyways. Need I remind you a capture the flag game that got violent?
No.
Blood was spilt?
I was there.
Bones were broken?
I was there.
So you all can stand there and watch me do your laundry. Yours.
It was time to do your laundry.
That's besides the point, Maya. Security is the reason that I'm standing in this stupid line to begin with.
We're fine with you doing your laundry. But I'm telling you, the engineers are going to start an all-out war if they don't get up here to do their laundry.
It cleans them so fast. And it smells so wonderful. I love that setting on this machine.
Great. I'm happy for you. Now get out of the way and then help me load the washer.
I'm not helping you.
You're the relations officer, aren't you?
Not the laundry girl. Not my position on the ship.
Get out of the way. The last thing I need is to be attacked by a bunch of rabid engineers.
Don't worry, Doctor. If they start foaming at the mouth, I'll stun them for you with my pistol.
Oh, you're Saint Maya. I don't care what anyone says.
I'm joking.
You're heinous. And from the devil. Get out of my way.
System code, Bella, 65322. Circuitry of neurobiotics check. Diagnostics. Circuitry integrity. Comm link with the ship's mainframe computer. Of course not. I am busy. Please, I am engaged in personal activity. All right, you may enter.
Come on, Bella. It's laundry day.
I don't have any that need cleaning.
Sure you do. You're starting to smell.
I do not.
It's a joke.
Who is with you in the corridor?
It's me. Apparently, the laundry line is as long as half the ship.
I am occupied.
You can keep us company, then.
I do not keep company.
Sure you do.
I see what you two are doing. I am occupied.
For days on end? It's not good for you.
I require no human interaction as a neurobot.
Yes, you do, too.
You do, Bella. Let's go see what craziness is going on down at the laundry room.
I am losing patience with you both.
Are you sure about that? Or is it just me?
I am running diagnostics on my circuitry. I am busy.
Is it just me?
Maybe I should...
Is it, Bella?
Yes. Does this satisfy your curiosity?
It sure does. Fine. Okay. Enjoy those diagnostics.
You too.
Now what?
Maybe they overloaded the laundry system and get off the general alarm.
That is not the general alarm.
She's right. It's the ship's security alarm.
Meaning what?
Most likely the aliens are doing something on the surface of the moon.
Bella, is your porthole facing the moon? Yes, it is. I can't see anything from here.
Of course not.
Check the ship's visuals.
One of the alien surface crafts is moving.
It sure is. Amplify the image.
Got it. Why does it look like it's going down?
Because it is.
It looks like they're burrowing into the moon.
That alarm means something is going on down there on the moon.
Let it. The sheets are filthy.
Go to your station in the infirmary, Doctor.
It's a false alarm.
Don't be silly. I'll go with you.
Just what I need. Thanks a lot.
Anytime.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yes, I got that too, Doctor.
I have to go to the upper deck. See you two later.
Be careful.
What for? It's not like they have a photon cannon aimed at us.
They might.
Oh, please.
Never know.
You think so?
Don't know.
We better get a move on. Dondado Silva, let's go.
I can't interface with the ship's cameras. They're locked.
They would be because of the alarm. Can you override?
No. Here, let me.
I think it's working.
Of course it is.
That did it. Good job.
Are you recording?
Yes.
Enhance the image.
Not until it's recorded.
He will not be able to until the—
Yeah, I know. I'm just excited.
I have to stay connected to the ship's computer system.
Well, now you can count yourself useful.
I have been useful.
Only a joke. You have to lighten up, Bella.
Her neurobiotics won't let her.
That is correct. It would be good if you remembered that.
Oh, I'll never forget it, Bella. Not a chance.
Chandler.
That's me.
What is it?
All crew members are to report to their main stations. So that means I'm headed to the Ag Center. Talk later.
You should go, too.
I haven't received my—
Now you have. I will stay to make sure to capture the footage to your computer.
Good. Bella.
Go.
Right.
So what are you aliens doing down there?
Don't you have somewhere to be, Silva?
I don't have a permanent station. As a relations officer, I get freed—
Sure you do. Make yourself useful if you're gonna hang out in the infirmary.
What do you need?
I need medical beds linked back into the ship's computer.
Oh, right. You have to unlink when changing bedding.
Whoa, don't be in such a hurry.
I did basic medical training in the field.
What field?
The Second Water War in the Czech Republic.
You served?
Sure. Didn't I tell you?
Okay, so now I'm impressed.
Don't be. I was just one of many doing their bit.
That bed may need recalibrating.
Done. It'll take a couple of minutes.
You're faster than that robot nurse we have.
Yeah, they were always a bit slow out in the field. They were programmed that way. All of yours are fully charged.
You checked?
Yeah, I didn't know you had three of them.
They're behind you in the medical closet. We haven't had a need for him yet.
Thank goodness.
Just what exactly did you do during the war?
This and that.
Being vague isn't an attractive quality, Silva.
I wasn't trying to be attractive. All beds are back up and running, Doctor.
Thank you. Let's hope the aliens aren't deciding to start a fight.
I need two security officers right here at the dock doors. It's standard protocol during an alarm. Move it!
I need to get through to my station.
The corridor is off limits right now, Chandler.
Orders are for all personnel to report to their stations.
I know that. Some dunderhead did an override on the new washer and flooded the corridor up ahead.
You have got to be kidding me.
I know. Don't look at me.
Who did it?
Never mind.
Who?
One of our security officers.
Maya.
Tell me about it.
If I don't get to my station—
You want to get electrocuted?
No.
Then stay put. I'll contact your comm officer and vouch for you.
Just great.
You were too slow.
I was busy.
Doing what?
Working.
Uh-huh. Right.
Just let me know when I can go to my station.
You'll be the first to know.
Fresco, reporting from the Ag Center. All is well and accounted for. We have the gardens on lockdown until told otherwise. Visuals through shield portals toward the face of the moon. Magnification is on. We can record if necessary. Just let us know. I wonder if the aliens are green. Why is their ship sinking down under the moon's surface? About a better look? That's a good view. Wait just a minute. Oh, wow. Fresco to Bella. Tell me you're seeing this?
Chandler, you're not at your station.
The corridor is flooded. I can't get down there.
The new washing machines?
You guessed it. Anything I can do?
If it was poker night, we could start early.
I heard that. But I'm down to my last bottle of—
I've got plenty.
Doctor!
What? I have a medical permit to keep in stock whatever alcohol I deem needed.
For medical purposes. Of course.
Naturally. What do you take us for?
You don't want to know. Where's Bella?
In her room.
How is she?
What do I care?
Uh-oh. Maybe it's time to break out that medicine bottle.
Not during a full alert. You know that.
Is that the rule? I never knew that.
You lie.
Yes. Yes, I do. Don't you have a robotic nurse to check on for me?
They're all checked and ready to go. Want to test to see if the beds are linked into the ship systems?
How would I do that?
Someone would have to be injured. Isn't that correct, Chandler?
Yes, it is. And I think I know who would make a good candidate.
Okay. So, seriously, it's a no-go with the neurobots.
She hides behind her circuitry.
For good reasons.
You know why?
I do. I have dossiers on every member of this ship.
What?
You do not.
What do you think a relations officer is supposed to do?
Set up games and dances and...
And the netting circles and the chess club.
All right. Have all the fun you want. I'm given complete dossiers on everyone.
Then why is Bella the way that she is?
Nope. No way. I do not go around revealing that information to other members of the crew.
There's deep pain there.
You have no idea.
Silva, you can't do that and not say anything. Chandler here. Go ahead.
You need to get to Bella's room in a hurry.
Oh, great.
What for?
There's something you've got to see on the surface of the moon.
Gotta go.
I'm going with you.
Me too.
No. Protocol, Doctor. You stay with the infirmary.
You can't just go around anywhere you want. During a full alert, you have to stay here and help me.
You're wrong. I can go anywhere I want. Relations officers go where they're needed.
And she's needed with me.
Chandler, turncoat.
Sorry, buddy.
You're out of the card game.
I'd take your money anyway.
Not true.
You'll just have to give me a chance to show you.
Oh, you're on.
Gotta go.
Bye, Doctor.
Tell me you're getting all this recorded.
It is all recorded.
To this terminal?
Yes.
Good deal. Chandler won't want to lose this.
I am sure. Enter.
What's going on?
What are they doing down there?
It's not so much what they're doing. It's what they're revealing.
What are you... Let me see.
Can you see it?
Those markings on the ship.
The first we have seen.
Markings? Those are symbols.
That's right.
For their language.
That is my supposition as well.
Make sure you're recording this.
I am.
Why didn't we see any markings before?
These symbols are on the underside of the wings of their ship. The wings have been elevated to allow the ship to burrow into the moon's surface.
This is big.
One step closer to decoding their message.
How? You still need one of those symbols articulated.
She is correct.
Thanks a lot, Silva.
Well, it's true.
I know, you're right.
But still, one step closer, right?
I should think so, yes.
It's frustrating, but we'll get it. We have a good team to translate the message.
A team?
Yes. I know you like to fly solo, Bella, but for now, get over it.
Now that we have some of their symbols, or whatever they are, what do we do with them?
That's the question.
We need them to tell us what it says.
Oh yeah. We just shoot a message over asking them to educate us on their language. Come on, Silva.
Actually, it is a good suggestion.
Oh yeah. Wait.
Oh.
You're welcome. Very much.
Dr. Keaton?
I thought we were on station duty lockdown.
Yeah, about that.
No, I haven't been paid, if that's what you're here about. You'll get your share as soon as I get mine.
I'm not worried about our Jimson weed trade right now. It's official.
Oh, great. Let me just say, I didn't do it.
Do what?
Whatever you're about to throw me in the brig for.
I'm not here to throw you in the brig. I'm here for the reason you're here.
How's that?
You're a doctor, correct?
You bet. You need treatment? For what? I'm not a psychiatrist.
You're a funny man.
Thank you.
I'm joking.
Well, you're not funny. Just so you know.
I have a security officer wounded.
We're under attack? When did this happen?
No, we're not under attack.
I know. As long as I'm the funny guy in the room.
He'd rather not have it broadcast.
Who?
My security officer, who's hurt.
Oh dear, he's hungover. I have just the thing.
No, he fell down and hit his head. I think he has a concussion.
He fell down? How?
He slipped and fell.
Slipped? Oh no. Let me guess.
The new washing machine's flooded one of the corridors.
And he slipped and fell?
More or less, yeah.
More or less?
He was sort of... pushed.
By another rambunctious security officer, no doubt.
Nope. No doubt about it. Some of the others are bringing him down here. Are you ready to receive a patient?
Yes, I am. Thanks to Silva, which is astonishing.
She's done a little bit of everything.
I'm beginning to get that. Send the patients right in and I'll examine them.
Thanks, Doctor.
Yeah.
By the way... where is Silva?
Off with Chandler and Fresco at Bella's. Something to do with the aliens' message.
What about it?
No idea. And I don't care. I'm here to doctor, not to mess with aliens.
Please, you're just as curious as the rest of us.
Just send me your idiot of an officer and let me put his skull back together.
They're bringing him up. I'm gonna go check on Chandler and his crew.
Have fun with that.
I'll be back to check on our man.
You do that. And let me know what they're doing.
I knew you couldn't resist.
Yeah.
I can only commandeer the transmitter for half a second.
That would be too long.
I'm speaking figuratively, not precisely, Bella.
Will it be received?
We have to assume that they've had their comms open to any and all chatter we send their way.
Which has been a lot.
But they have only sent the one message. This will not guarantee a response.
We have to try something.
Protocol states that we should contact the captain.
The captain and his crew will only take it under review.
Do we have to do this now?
Yes, we do.
Why?
Do you think the captain will do it?
If he is wise, he will.
That didn't answer my question.
Your question is irrelevant.
No, it isn't. What we're doing could be considered insubordinate.
It is. Believe me, I know the rules forwards and backwards.
We can go to the captain.
Why the change of heart, Bella?
It's me. I'm behind it. So she's against it.
Not true.
Yes, it is. Fresco, do me a favor. Never give a rose to a woman as a gesture of kindness and goodwill.
And Silva, never accept it if one is given.
Enough! Both of you, stop it! Your personal conflict is personal. Meant for you two to figure out and leave Fresco and myself ignorant of.
Well, now, hold on a minute.
Chandler, some things are hard to adjust to for a neurobot, especially one who willingly chose the surgery.
Correct.
And Bella, friendship comes in many forms. A poem, a rose, a cup of coffee.
A piece of fruit.
What?
I like fruit.
It isn't a contract, and it doesn't lead to the dark roads that some of us have trodden down.
Silva, you are correct.
You're right. Of course.
Now, can we proceed?
I say yes.
Upload the image of their ship's wing.
Done.
Hello, all.
You are not at your security station.
I heard through the grapevine that there might be some serious breaking of ship protocol in this room.
Whoever told you that?
That's a need-to-know thing.
We're playing a card game.
Doesn't look like it.
We're about to.
It looks like you're about to submit a transmission to the aliens.
If that were true...
Who are you talking to? Send it. I like bending protocol every once in a while.
This may get us closer to translating the aliens' message.
And the captain will lose it. But so what?
That's what I say.
What else do we need besides the image of their ship?
Some of our own writing.
A question mark?
Which is punctuation for English.
Right. How do I know?
How do any of us know?
Just send it. See what happens.
And if they respond?
We go from there.
What about the ship communication system?
A quick burst to send the transmission might pass through.
Not even a millisecond.
Understood.
But if it stays open?
We're all going to visit the brig.
You'd better do it if you're going to. Once the general alarm is ended, the bridge crew will be able to focus on other activities.
Meaning us.
If you've got it set, Chandler, do it.
Yes. Send it.
Okay, gang. Here we go.
Did they receive it?
There's no way of telling.
If they answer back...
Yeah, then we'll know.
So we're just shooting in the dark, so to speak.
What else can we do at this point?
I know. I'm just impatient.
Not one of your most enduring qualities.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out to me.
And yet, there is kindness to you, Chandler.
Thanks, Bella.
Should you send the message again?
That's risky, don't you think?
I have to get back to it. Don't tell anybody I was here.
Understood. Same for the rest of us. I'm supposed to be of the Agrodeck watching the plants grow.
Oh, great. Who is it?
Dr. Keaton. Go ahead, Doctor. How's my officer?
He's doing fine. I'm the one with the problem.
What now? Doctor, are you in the infirmary?
My bet is he's not.
Good bet.
Where are you and what are you doing away from your post during an alarm?
Just get down here and help me.
What's the problem?
This washing machine is spraying water everywhere. I'm nearly knee-deep in it.
Dr. Keaton! Don't move a muscle. I'm on my way.
That's our doctor.
I believe the new washing machines are not working as designed.
You could say that, yeah?
I'll go with you, Maya. This I've got to see.
The general alarm is canceled.
I will accompany you as well, Maya. I can assist with shutting off the machine.
Yeah, count me in. I need a picture of the dock waiting in water.
Let's all go. I have the computer open to receive any transmission sent from the aliens.
Oh, filthy beast! I just wanted to wash a couple of sheets.
What have you done, Doctor?
We can figure that out later. Get this thing shut off.
It's a nice look for you. Smile for the camera.
Don't you dare.
It's going to be in the ship's newspaper.
I'll never treat you again, Fresco.
You haven't treated me at all, Doctor.
And that will be my policy if that's published.
Let me access the machine.
Watch out for the water, Bella.
I will be fine.
You'll be lucky to not get thrown in the brig.
Not me. This never happened.
I'm getting footage that says otherwise.
What about trying to talk to the aliens?
Aren't you the clever one?
Yes. Yes, I am.
The machine's programming was jammed to keep the water flowing and not shut off.
Let me guess.
Another practical joke from one of your security officers? No doubt.
Those slobs.
Just shut it off.
Done.
You've seen better days, Doc.
Thanks, Chandler. That's much appreciated. Now, will someone help me get dried off?
You've been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Midnight Angel, Flood. In the cast, as Bella, Madison Rhodes, Silva, Amanda Kuhn, Maya, Katie Smith, Fresco, Dane Foster, Chandler, Trevor Browser, Dr. Keaton, Drew Thomas. Script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of the Wichita State University Theater Department.